You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Idea where they were and get an officer to the scene to stop the truck.
I was trying to do everything I could, apply the brake, move the steering wheel back and forth, trying to dislodge, because at that time the truck driver was going extremely slow, and I thought, well, maybe if I could do something from my end to get separated from him.
The semi finally stopped in Crawford County, allowing officers to dislodge the van. Apple's spaceship-like project in Cupertino, California is starting to take shape. YouTube drone footage shows off some of the construction progress being made at the Silicon Valley Giant's newest campus. Work on the nearly 3 million square foot high-tech office should be completed by the end of 2016 or early 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ilikehowilook.com. I have found something that could help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in the next 30 days without starving yourself or exercising to exhaustion. Just go to ilikehowilook.com and watch the short video. ilikehowilook.com uses hydrolyzed collagen protein to help you lose weight and tone up. So watch the video at ilikehowilook.com and maybe soon you'll be saying, I like how I look.
When a Las Vegas mom saw the radical sexual education agenda her district and the legislature were trying to implement, USA Radio's Bob Kellogg reports she fought back.
Erin Phillips was motivated to do something when she saw the graphic sexual curriculum school officials and legislators wanted taught to children, even in kindergarten.
So I contacted some friends of mine who are also involved with testifying against the AB 230 bill, and I knew that they were concerned with sex education issues and were involved with some legislation issues in Nevada, and it was me and three other ladies who basically started the group.
More than 600 other concerned parents joined Power to Parent within days after it launched. Phillips tells USA Radio News the group's goal is really about upholding parental rights.
And then we just recently made a video that and held a press conference and, you know, just highlight some of the parental rights issues that are not just sex education, but parental rights issues in general.
To learn more, go to powertoparent.com. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Irving, Texas is going to get 22 seismographs to monitor earthquakes. There have been 13 earthquakes near the old Texas Stadium site since the start of 2015, including 12 this week. The state is not going to tell wastewater disposal well operators to shut down while the study is being done. Texas Railroad Commission seismologist Craig Pearson says the wells aren't the cause of the quakes. SMU researchers are leading the study into why the earth is shaking. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning at 11:05. It is 17 chilly degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is mostly sunny and it with going up to 18 degrees. There's a 40% chance of snow tonight with a 60% chance of snow likely on Friday, mostly before 11 a.m., but the highs will be going up to 31. Saturday, it's going to get chilly again, sunny, a high of 18. And then Sunday, and a little warm-up starts, with a partly sunny, a high of 33. Okay, and once again, we are having technical difficulties with the music.
Your dream came true, Jennifer.
My dream came true. There we go.
Radio show.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
We have an impressive list of speakers and performers coming to HCL and NCB in January. We'll tell you all about it. Jennifer points out that if someone tells you never say never, remind them that they just said it twice. We'll catch up with you on what's new at HCL since the holidays and much more on today's library show. Good morning and Happy New Year, Jennifer.
Happy New Year, Jim. Good morning.
Okay, you're going to have to explain our opening song.
Well, we've been gone for 2 weeks, so it was Welcome Back.
Oh, that's it?
That's it, and I like the song.
Is Gabe Kaplan still alive?
As far as I know.
I think the woman who played this show just died recently.
I think she just died recently, yeah.
What was her name again? Too early in the show?
Was it Marcia?
So Jennifer told me off the air that she had a nightmare last night that she was going to... What was going to happen, Jennifer?
Nothing was going right, and everything was different.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like the boards were different, and...
So what do you think that means?
I don't know.
Interpret that dream for me.
I don't know. I'm not, Joseph.
So we were off the past 2 weeks. Hope everyone had a nice holiday. Jennifer, did you have a nice holiday?
I did, thank you. I had a nice Christmas.
Okay. Any interesting stories? Did your father curse at the Christmas tree or whatever happens?
He did not.
Oh.
They're really not appropriate for
company. Sure. she's got a story. Go ahead.
All right. We have a tradition in our family of regifting underwear. But normally...
What?
See?
Can I stop you right there?
This is what I'm saying. And normally you regift the gifty, you give the person their own underwear back. But this year my sister regifted me a pair of her ratty underwear because my Christmas present hadn't arrived yet. And she wanted to make sure I had something to open that day. They're on Facebook if anybody wants to see them.
What? Oh my gosh, I can just hear the computers turning off.
They were clean.
All right, I don't even want to know where that started, and we're just going to leave that lie.
I told you didn't want to know.
You're right, Jennifer. You were absolutely right. I should listen.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, it was quiet. It was nice.
Did you have a nice visit with your in-laws?
Yes. They're doing fine.
Good.
Everybody's fine.
How's St. Mary's?
St. Mary's.
Aren't they from St. Mary's?
Yeah, well, yes,
My sister spends time there. She's helping them archive their papers at a monastery there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. Let's not get into that.
Okay.
That'll bore our listeners. Okay, so it's a new year at the Hunterdon County Library. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we do have a very impressive lineup. I just wanted to go over that. We'll do it later in the show. Of all our programs happening just in January, you'd be amazed at the variety and the quantity, I think, Jennifer.
I think so.
Are you amazed?
I am, and I booked two more yesterday.
For January?
No.
Oh, okay.
For later in the year.
Wonderful. Any previews or no?
We're going to work with the Hunterdon Medical Center. They have, I don't know if it's an alternative. I forget what it's called. I didn't bring the brochure, I don't think. I think I left it on my desk. And sort of an alternative medicine. They have Tai Chi and Qigong, which I'm going to book a class of each of those.
What is Qigong?
It's, I guess it's a sort
Sounds
of...
like a Star Wars character.
It is. It's sort of a pre-Tai Chi. It's less strenuous than Tai Chi.
Have you done it ever?
I have not.
Are you schooled in the martial arts at all?
No, they're not martial arts. These are movement. Oh. They're meditative
tai
movements.
Tai Chi isn't a martial art? Mm-mm. What am I thinking of?
Taekwondo.
Oh, okay. All right, and my... Whatever has come out early this year.
And
There's obtuseness.
But they have a singing bowl person because our singing bowl person moved out of the area, so I'm going to be really happy to have a singing bowl person.
Okay, and that's been
again.
A popular program,
that was
right?
Always very popular, yeah.
Okay. So, and what are singing bowls? What does that accomplish for people?
It's supposed to, I think people say it breaks up the plaque in your body. You lay down, it's a very meditative experience, and they play
part
the
of the whole holistic kick, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very popular. Is this the woman that emailed you?
No. Called me and I haven't heard from her yet.
Oh, okay.
So if you're listening and you think you emailed Jim.
They're not listening, Jennifer. Okay, and I also mentioned at the top of the show that the Tricentennial mural that was painted last year or unveiled last year for the 300th anniversary, which is was the year-long event. We'll thank Marcia Caro one more time for doing such a great job with a myriad of programs throughout the year,
fabulous.
Jennifer.
Yes, she just
so that is finally concluded, very successful. But we still have the Tricentennial mural to remember it all, and it is now hanging behind the circulation desk at the Hunterdon County Library. We have brochures and a little legend, so when you're looking at it, you can tell what you're looking at. And I actually brought the brochures. Maybe after the break, I want to go over some of the stuff that's on the murals just to whet your appetite.
My appetite
for the
is
mural.
Yes.
And local artist Paul Jennis.
We should have him on the show.
The
we should
mural.
Have him on the show sometime.
Yeah, we could.
To talk about it now that it's up and hanging.
Is he an interesting speaker? He is, because he's had an interesting career. He used to do plates for those collector's plates that he used to have.
Right.
Like Gone with the Wind and stuff like that. For
oh, did he really?
The Bradford Exchange. That was him.
Oh, that was him?
Yep.
How about that?
And he's painted other murals in the area. If you're a member of the congregation over at St. Magdalene's, I'm sure you're familiar with his work. He did a mural there.
Yes.
So it's an amazing work of art. So you have to stop by and see it, even if you're not a card holder. Maybe
come
if you're
and
listening
get a card.
From Denmark, you're in Denmark right now, and you want to learn about the history of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It could happen. Come on over. We'll buy you a cup of coffee. Anybody that travels overseas, Jennifer, to come see our mural, I think the least we can do.
Oh, the very least
is buy them a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
So just ask for Jennifer Winberry when you come by the library.
Okay.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Being distracted is not going to make your dream come true. Okay, Jennifer, let's go to the commercial early.
I want to make an announcement when it's
time. Oh, go ahead. Want to make it now?
We are starting to order library materials today.
What does that mean?
It means during the month of December, we slow way down on ordering materials. So beginning today, we will be ordering.
There's a backlog.
There's a backlog. And if you put in any requests or.
Except if any of my requests. I'm going to sneeze. Okay, no.
Okay. You sneeze.
I squelched it.
That's not good because it could blow your brains out, you know. Like it could blow.
Can it?
Didn't you ever hear that myth when you were a child?
Someone that happened to?
No, I really didn't.
Okay, we're going to go to our first break. Listen to these fine messages, and we'll be back with the library show right after this.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is here. Sneezing? Meditating? What are you doing over there?
I'm waiting for you to finish your point.
I have no point. Is it time for Today in History?
It could be. Okay, it's time for Today in History, Jennifer. Boy, it's really flowing today. It's
okay.
2 weeks off has really...
muddled my brain.
Are you prepared at all over there for today's show, by the way?
Yeah.
Great.
I can fly by the seat of my pants.
So. Today in History. If you're a first-time listener, every day we take the date and try to find out, try to stump Jennifer on what happened in this date, as well as who was born and died on this date that I know, and Jennifer... probably should know. I think it's pretty easy today. But Jennifer, today is January 7th. Is that correct?
No, it's the 8th. January 8th.
It's January 8th.
Are we doing Today in History for January 8th?
The caller said Jennifer's going to be preoccupied now. It's January 8th. Are you going to answer the phone or should
I'm
we?
I'm going to answer the phone. You talk.
Okay, January 8th is the date today. So here's what happened in days past.
It's on.
Jennifer, once again, for the first time in 2015, ground the Shadow Mahal.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is it working now? Unmute his computer?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
No, it wasn't muted. It wasn't, but it wasn't coming through.
To one person. Okay, I'm lost. I think I'm going to walk out of the show today.
Don't walk out
Your
out
dream has come true, Jennifer.
There you go.
Good job.
I wish I could dream.
Okay, Jennifer, on January 8th, 1790, George Washington delivers what for the first time in New York, New York?
A State of the Union address.
You know that. How do you know this?
I don't know that.
It's just the way I phrased it.
New York was the capital at the time.
What was the State of the Union in 1790?
It probably wasn't in that bad of a shape. We were getting close to Manifest Destiny. The war was over. We're kind of recovering from
it. You're just trying to think off the cuff. Not bad, but I'm not buying it. All right, Jennifer, I know Thomas Jefferson ended the State of the Union addresses for a while because he thought it was too, felt depressing. Too much like you were a king. They didn't want that image.
Oh, but you know what? I think it's
but
good
I think
because
Wilson started him up again or something.
I think it's good because this way the country can hear what's going on. You know, at the library, some people feel like they don't know what's going on, and it's always good.
We should have a State of the Library address.
I was thinking we should have a duck again once in a while.
We could.
Okay.
We'll see. January 8th, 1815, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
The War of 1812 finally ends. With which famous battle?
New Orleans.
The Battle of New Orleans. And Jackson leads American forces in the victory over the British.
And it actually happened after the instruments of surrender had been signed, but they didn't hear about it. They were actually signed in December 1814.
Jennifer's like all over January 8th in history.
No, I had just read a book on the War of 1812 because you commented on it last
year. Okay, Jennifer, January 8th, 1867. What entity is granted the right to vote?
Who
were allowed to vote as of January 8th, 1867?
How about this Confederates?
No. African American men. Just men. Were women allowed to vote?
No, I knew it wasn't women.
When was that?
Early 20th century.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, January 8th, 1863, what is exhibited in the United States for the first time at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C.?
The Mona Lisa.
Correct. How did you know that?
I just know things. That,
when you think of masterpiece, you think of the Mona Lisa?
No, I just knew that. I don't know why.
Okay, Jennifer, January 8th, 1975, Ella T. Grasso becomes the governor of what state? She's the first woman governor.
Is it in the Midwest? Out West?
Nope. Governor of Connecticut, Jennifer.
I was just going to say Connecticut. You didn't give me a chance.
Yeah, right. Okay, finally, January 8th, 2004. The largest passenger ship ever built is christened by the namesake's granddaughter. Name either one. Name the boat and the granddaughter. Largest passenger ship ever built.
I honestly don't know.
We're looking for the Queen Mary.
Oh, good grief.
And it was christened by her granddaughter, Queen Elizabeth II. Okay, Jennifer, 10 people born or died on this day, January 8th.
Okay.
I know who they are. Do you know who they are?
Okay.
January 8th, 1821, James Longstreet was born. No idea? Civil War general, one of Robert E. Lee's top generals, was responsible, I think. Didn't want to do Pickett's Charge in Gettysburg, but Lee made him do it.
Okay.
But he was victorious before that. What's the matter over there? Something's wrong.
No.
Okay. Jennifer died today in 1825. The inventor who invented the cotton gin.
Eli Whitney. I thought you were giving me their names.
Oh, that's right. I screwed that one up. Would you have known Eli Whitney?
Yes. He invented the cotton gin.
That's the one. And it's funny how that's the one piece of history from like grammar school that stayed with me. I don't know anything else. Didn't learn anything else in grammar school, but... For some reason, I don't even know what a cotton gin is, but it takes
maybe
the seeds
the
out of cotton.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, I'll fix the game with the next question. January 8th, 1912, Jose Ferrer is born.
Was he an opera singer?
Incorrect.
Nope.
He was a Puerto Rican actor.
Okay.
He was most famous for, he won an Academy Award for Cyrano de Bergerac.
Oh.
Plus a lot of other... Okay, Jennifer, this could be a tough one. Born January 8th, 1923, Larry Storch.
Is it a sports related?
He's an actor. I only know him for one role and probably the only role he ever had. He played Agarn, Corporal Agarn in F Troop.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you ever see F Troop?
I get it mixed up with Hogan's Heroes, which I know is wrong.
That's wrong.
But just...
Yes.
The reruns were on at the same time.
Larry Storch played Corporal Agarn in F Troop.
How about that?
1926, Jennifer, born Soupy Sales.
Oh, he was a comedian. He was on Real People, but he did other things. Laughing. Did he do Laughing?
I don't know about Laughing, but I know you know who he is. Okay. January 8th, 1933, Charles Osgood.
Oh, he's a correspondent for CBS News Radio. He does editorials.
Right. American journalist. Probably most famous now for doing this CBS Sunday morning. He does a special piece every Sunday morning.
I'm in church on Sunday morning.
Okay, Jennifer, I'm pretty sure you're going to get this one. Born today, January 8th, 1935. Elvis Presley.
Never heard of him.
Name three songs Elvis Presley sang.
Hound Dog, Blue Suede Shoes, and Love Me Tender.
Very good. What's Elvis Presley's middle name?
Aaron.
Wow, Jennifer knows her Elvis Presley. Very good. Okay, Jennifer, born today in 1937. Shirley Bassey.
Oh, no. I was going to say she narrated some of the Gunther Rinker Christmas specials.
No.
That's not it, though. She was born at the end of last year. And
what Christmas specials?
The Gunther Rinker, the Rinker.
What?
Animated ones, like Rudolph and Mrs. Claus. But that was
You're
Shirley
thinking
Booth.
Shirley Booth, Jennifer. Shirley Bassey's most famous for singing several theme songs to the James Bond movies.
Oh, okay.
Born January 8th, 1938, Bob Eubanks.
The Dating Game. He was a game show host.
That is correct. And finally... Born on January 8th, 1947, David Bowie.
He's an English, British singer.
Okay. Just give me one song.
I'm completely drawing a blank. I am completely drawing a blank.
He didn't sing that one.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Okay. That's fine. We'll move on. If it comes to you, just shout
I
it
wanna
out.
I want
to
say Moni Moni, but that like wasn't, you. That's not it.
Say it again.
Moni Moni. But he didn't cover that.
Tommy
no, but somebody covered Moni Moni.
Oh, you're thinking Billy Idol.
Billy Idol. I can't think of one thing David Bowie sang. Holy mackerel.
David Bowie, if you're listening, Jennifer is just not impressed with your catalog.
White Wedding was...
of hits. That's all Billy Idol.
Billy Idol. I know, and I can't... tell me something, please.
Suffragette City?
No.
Let's Dance?
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I hate that song. He did that duet with Bing Crosby, remember?
Oh, Little Drummer Boy. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Suffragette City's probably his. Major Tom.
Okay, yeah.
He's had a lot of hits, Jennifer.
Talk about brain freeze.
I think he's been acting, too, lately. He was in the... Well, let's move on.
Okay.
So that's January 8th, Today in History. Let's...
We have a couple programs tonight, Today in History.
You want to bring talk about the programs this week?
Just tonight.
Go ahead.
Talking about January 8th. Tonight, Sue Lang...
What was the program last night?
Oh, last night was... how to get financial aid for college.
And there was that many people there?
Yeah, the room was packed.
Wow.
That was Jeremiah just called and said it was packed. Get thousands of dollars for your child's college education.
So it worked out well.
It did.
Okay.
And
why did you say you didn't want him back?
Oh, I think it's...
I'm putting you on the spot.
No, because I think we hit the right time of the year, and I think as we get later in the year... I think this is the time of year to do
it. So just annually, we'll do it in January.
Yeah.
We'll do it's a very important thing. A lot of parents don't know.
It is.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't get anything, so I should have went to this program.
You should have. We probably make too much money.
Okay, what's happening tonight, Jennifer?
Tonight, Susan Lang Saponara, who is the host of In the Aisle with Sue, at Chamber Radio on Mondays at noon, and the nutritionist at ShopRite is going to do better nutrition for a new year. I'm just going to focus on eating habits in the new year, helping our bodies to do their rejuvenation and revitalization naturally and be earth-friendly and happy and well. And if you miss tonight, you can always go into ShopRite and make an appointment with Sue. And she'll talk to you one-on-one.
She'll yell at you about your diet?
Probably.
How's your diet?
It's getting better.
It is?
It is.
Have you made a New Year's resolution about it or something?
No, I just...
Was it poor beforehand?
Not particularly.
You probably don't have a bad diet.
Not particularly, but I spent, you know, weekends cooking quinoa and watercress and potato soup.
Oh, my God. Then you got a great diet then.
And millet.
What is your guilty pleasures? What do you like to eat that is bad? Dick, it should be right on the top of your head.
No, because there's nothing that I really... I try not to keep junk... I try not to keep anything like that in the house.
But if you have, that wasn't my question, Jennifer.
I know.
You're going to be bad. You found out. Well, I don't know. I don't want to be too morbid.
No, don't be morbid, please.
But
I don't know.
You can have, without any.
Probably
any repercussions, you can eat anything you want.
Probably red wine.
That is not the question, Jennifer.
Pizza and red wine. How's that?
Pizza and red wine? That's something, anyway.
That better?
What's going to happen if you say something?
Nothing. No, nothing comes to mind immediately.
Okay. Any kind of dessert or anything, or pizza and red wine. What do you like on your pizza? Don't say like veggies or something.
No, I like it plain. I really like it plain.
And who makes the best pizza in Hunterdon County?
My preference is Marinelli's.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
That you think makes the best pizza?
I don't know the best, but that's the one I like. I currently like
for you.
The most.
So,
yeah.
According to you, Marinelli's Pizza on Route 12,
mm-hmm.
just west of the Hunterdon County Library, makes the best pizza in Hunterdon County. Interesting. I can't really remember eating one there, so I can't say yay or nay to that one.
Yeah, we get pizza there for Christmas Eve. We stop on the way home from church
and pick up pizza on Christmas Eve. That's a tradition?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So what did you do on Christmas Eve this year?
Went to church, stopped at Marinelli's, picked up a pizza, went home.
And had red wine?
Yes.
You're very you've been playing very close to the vest today, Jennifer. Our listeners want to know more about you.
There's nothing to know about me.
You need to be an open book on this radio program. I'm an open book. Ask me any question, I'll answer it.
What'd you do on Christmas Eve?
Like, I thought you could, I could. I just gave you carte blanche to ask me the most embarrassing question, and that's what you asked.
I know.
What were we doing Christmas Eve? We went to my sister-in-law's house. Yes. And her, my wife's family.
Very nice.
We're all there. It was okay. Just ate food, and I drank some beer. An undisclosed amount of beer.
Very good.
Okay.
All right.
Did we know how the program last night went at the also, while we're talking about tonight's program, there is, if you are Jennifer, and you don't need any tips. Jennifer, what's going on at the North County branch?
De-stress with the meditative music. So you've got the healthy eating down. You're going to go listen to Ryan.
I think, you know what? I think we need to have some programs about to take care of the people that don't eat healthy. Right? We're kind of profiling here. That's okay. Not fair to them.
Right, let's talk about Ryan Michael Richards first. He has a newly released album, Experience. It was produced by Grammy winner Will Ackerman, founder of Windham Hill Records. Ryan is an acoustic guitarist who plays lovely melodies. His music is smooth, heartfelt, and not just music for new age or instrumental fans, but for anyone who enjoys acoustic guitar. That's tonight at 7 o'clock at the North County Branch Library in Clinton. Now, back to your junk food. You want to have a program on junk food?
Maybe. Something like that, right? What would be good?
I don't know.
Something decadent.
We've
for
had
people that don't want to
eat. Well, we've had programs on chocolate.
There's people that don't want to eat healthy. There's people that don't want to meditate. They want to live their life in chaos. We need to have programs like that,
too. Well, we have the summer concerts.
That's chaotic.
Well.
I got to book them, by the way, before they get all booked up.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to book the British Invasion in Tribute, which is who we're talking about, a popular band that we have with the Huntington County Library. Summer seems very distant from that, Jennifer, especially since it's 4 degrees out or whatever it is.
It's very bracing.
Because it's the wind. You think if the wind was there, it would be so bad?
I don't know. I went out yesterday morning, and I thought it was such a pretty morning.
Very bracing. That's
it was
nice
just
way
very
to put it.
Fresh, and the air was very fresh. And I
Jennifer can be very politically correct in the New Year. Is that your resolution? Did you make a New Year's resolution?
No. That's just setting yourself up for failure. You don't like the new me?
You didn't say, it's not a new you. You said you didn't want to set yourself up for failure. Is there something new that I should be noticing?
I'm calm. I'm serene.
Are you? Are you taking meditation classes?
No.
You're just doing it on
I
your
walked
own?
Barefoot on New Year's Day in the yard. A little chilly for that.
That wasn't smart. I don't think that was the intention, to do it in the cold of winter.
It was...
Got any trips planned?
Do I have any trips planned? I'm supposed to...
Going away anywhere? Going to Vermont bookstores, I see.
I'm supposed to go to the city Saturday to the Waldorf Astoria.
Okay, that's nice.
For the International Numismatic Convention.
I thought the Waldorf Astoria wasn't there anymore. It is?
It is.
Oh.
It's run by, I don't know, Hyatt or Marriott or something. But
what and why are you going?
For the International Numismatic Convention.
The what convention?
The coins. They collect, people who collect coins.
Okay. Interesting, because your husband's a coin collector?
No, he's military order and decoration medals.
And they
metal
have them
collector.
As well?
There's some crossover there, yeah.
And are you into it?
No, but I love hanging out in the Waldorf, so.
So you do have a glass of red wine in the lobby?
I usually have coffee.
And pretend you're not Madeline. Who goes to the...
It was Eloise, and it was
Eloise.
Plaza.
Oh, that was another hotel. Sorry
Plaza.
About that. Okay.
No, it's just, it's, you know... But it's going to be very cold on Saturday again, I say.
20 degrees. That's
oh, I had
balmy
17
compared
over here.
To...
you want to give the bottom of the hour weather? I'm going to skip the news since we've already blown
Is it by. Past the 11:30?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it well past 11:30?
Yeah.
We're going to skip the news? So
yeah.
Just plow through? Do we have commercials?
No, there's no commercials.
Okay, here's a quick look at your Flemington weather that we're talking about. Today, we will not be reaching 20 degrees, but we will have sunny skies. Bracing, as Jennifer calls it. Friday, we have a small chance of some AM snow showers, which means no accumulation, Jennifer. Just a nice little dusting, probably, at the most. 31 degrees, Saturday. Bright sunny skies and only 20 degrees, and then the temperature starts climbing again, probably bracing for the next storm, Jennifer. Sunday, 34 degrees and mostly sunny, and then Monday, a chance of snow or rain, 34 degrees. Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gannot comes at 12 noon. with his show, Taking Care of Business. What would you like to talk about? I would like to talk about the Tricentennial Mural now.
Talk about the Tricentennial Mural, by all means.
So we mentioned at the beginning of the show, the Tricentennial Mural depicts 300 years of Hunterdon history. It's in three panels, the 1700s, the 1800s, and the 1900s to present.
And where is this panel?
And it's located behind the circulation desk at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12, just east of Marinelli's Pizza.
And if you needed to put it in your GPS, what would you put in?
314 State Route 12, Flemington, New Jersey. Okay, Jennifer, before I mention this, I just want to mention this one other exhibit at the Hunterdon County Library in the month of January. The Hunterdon Central Regional High School art teachers collect all their students' best work and hang it in our gallery and in our display cases for the month of January. So you got to see some future artists. There's some good work there.
And actually, Linda Zadebski and Joan Sabo have been putting up a book display of Soups On, and I suggested yesterday that they put out some pamphlets for food pantries in the area. So Linda was collecting some of those. So if you're able to donate to some of these pantries this time of year is always a good time when the pantries start getting low after the holidays. So they will be there as well.
Okay, Jennifer, the Tricentennial Mural. The first panel depicts the 1700s. Let me tell you a little bit about what's on that panel. The national bird, which is the eagle. What's that have to do with Hunterdon County? I'm only going to do things, it's on there, but then really, I'm going to do specifically with Hunterdon County. Tree-stumped farmland is on the mural. Why is that, Jennifer? Because the land in Hunterdon was heavily forested and had to be cleared to grow crops. The lumber was used to build ships and homes. It has been said that the colonies during the 1700s were so heavily forested that a squirrel could jump from one tree from Maine to Florida without touching the ground. Wow.
Wow.
Think so? I guess so.
I've watched them in my yard, yeah.
So, man, they did a heck of a job clearing that off. Let's see, John Witherspoon is depicted on the mural, Jennifer, for the 1700s. You know who he was?
Was he the first? No, he wasn't. Of course, governor? No.
Witherspoon served in the Continental Congress, was president of the College of New Jersey, which is now Princeton, and instrumental in rebuilding the college after the British destroyed it. William Patterson, Jennifer, was from Hunterdon County. He was educated at Princeton, served as governor of New Jersey. William Livingston, the first governor of New Jersey, is from Hunterdon County, Jennifer.
And I think we need to mention that Hunterdon County geographically in the 1700s was
included
a lot
bigger. Mercer County, I believe. Mm-hmm. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
David Brearley, Jennifer, no idea who that is. He's from Lawrenceville. He was an attorney. Let's see, what did he do? He was a signer of the Constitution. How about that? John Hart, a wealthy farmer and delegate to the Continental Congress, is depicted. He signed the Declaration of Independence. So he was from Hunterdon County. Robert Hunter, Jennifer, was from Hunterdon County. Believe that? He was a Scot and the royal governor of all the land from New York to Virginia. Wow. His house, I believe, wasn't Robert Hunter's house over off of River Road?
I think so. I think they gave a tour as part of the...
Daniel Bray, Jennifer, is from Hunterdon County. He was responsible for gathering all the boats from Easton, Pennsylvania to Bordentown, New Jersey in preparation for Washington's crossing. Daniel Bray, did not know that.
He has a famous grandson, Kevin Hoffman, who's a chiropractor in the county. He lives in Flemington. His family has been traced back to Daniel Bray.
He's not famous, though. He's a chiropractor.
Well, I know, but...
James Alexander, Jennifer, was a wealthy landowner and owned 10,000 of acres of farmland in Hunterdon County, and Alexandria Township was named after him.
Hmm.
His son, William Lord Stilling, was a major general in the Revolutionary War and confidant to George Washington. The Lenape Indians, Jennifer, are depicted on the mural, of course. They're the Native Americans who lived in Hunterdon before European settlers came. A woodland tribe, they were peaceful and respected and loved the land. Europeans tried to enslave them, of course, but failed. They left, moving west. Daniel Morgan, Jennifer, a frontiersman, was born and raised in Lebanon Township until he was a teenager. His knowledge of the geography helped make things difficult for the British, who were not familiar with the terrain. His men were known as the Morgan's Riflemen, and he adapted many fighting techniques that led to major victories in the Revolutionary War. Washington's Crossing is depicted. on the mural, Jennifer. A 1700s map of Hunterdon County. That's interesting. Taylor's Mill is on the mural. John Taylor was a colonel of the 4th Hunterdon Militia. His pre-revolutionary stone gristmill supplied the Continental Army with grain during the Revolution. Styles of fences, Jennifer. Hunterdon County was an agricultural area where fences were needed to corral horses, cattle, and other farm animals. The fences were made from lumber available after trees were cleared for planting. Oh, there's a typo on this. This style is called a worm fence is depicted on the mural.
There's a lot of really good fences as you travel around Hunterdon County in the style of the older fences.
The Holcomb Jimison House, which is still up, Jennifer, is depicted on the mural. The Trenton Barracks, which Jennifer mentioned, Hunterdon County was bigger back then, so that is part of the mural. The capital of Hunterdon and the U.S. Early in our country's history, Jennifer, Trenton was called the Federal City and for a few days was our nation's capital. And Trenton was a part of Hunterdon County at that point. Interesting. A flintlock musket and pistols on the mural, Jennifer. The Battle of Trenton, which was when Washington crossed the Delaware, is on the mural. Richard Stockton, do you have any idea what he did?
I don't then. I know the college was named after him.
He was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. His house was set on fire for doing so, destroying one of the most extensive libraries in New Jersey.
Oh, how terrible.
He died before the colonies achieved its independence. I didn't know that. The Stockton Inn's named after him?
Well, I imagine all of Stockton's named after him.
Fleming House, named after Samuel Flemington, also known as Fleming Castle. That's on the mural. St. Thomas Church. Why is that on the mural, Jennifer? Oh, but 6 Revolutionary War soldiers are buried on the property. Signers for Independence. The Declaration of Independence is the founding document in the United States. It's established the principles. We know what it is, Jennifer. Oh, New Jersey had 5 signers of the Declaration. 3 were from Hunterdon County. John Witherspoon, John Hart, and we just mentioned Richard Stockton. Coryell's Ferry, Jennifer. Crossed the Delaware River from Lambertville to Pennsylvania. In 1778, Washington moved his army by way of the ferry on his march to the Battle of Monmouth. As Hunterdon progressed, ferries were replaced with bridges. The area known as Coryell's Ferry, Jennifer, is present-day Lambertville. And finally, some cannonballs are depicted, Jennifer, because the Allen and Turner Ironworks, now called Taylor Wharton, is the second oldest continuously operating foundry in North America. Hmm. Where's Taylor Wharton?
Highbridge.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So that's Hunterdon County's role in history in the 1700s. I think we'll wait till next week to do the 1800s.
Yeah, my mind is kind of...
We don't want to overstretch it.
But we have these brochures for everyone to take home.
Yes, if you want to. Or you can just leave them there while you're looking at the mural. I bet a lot of people don't take them. They just... Well, I don't know.
We'll see.
To each their own, Jennifer.
That's right. Shall we do the commercials?
Yes.
Okay, and we will be right back. We will catch everyone up with the programs for the rest of the month.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Politosh of MGX Outdoor, And being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel,
iron. In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Welcome back to the Library Show.
Sorry to depress you thoroughly with those last two commercials. Okay, but we'll pep up your spirit.
Wait, I didn't play the disclaimer this time.
We have... I've said at the beginning of the show, we have a plethora of programs happening in January at HCL and NCB. We're going to quickly run down at the last 6 minutes of our show. What's coming, Jennifer?
On Tuesday, January 13th at 7 p.m., country singer Linda Kay will be back for some traditional country music. The newly engaged Linda Kay.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Have you met her fiancé?
Yes, Paco. He comes to all her...
Paco?
Paco.
Oh, yeah?
He comes to all her programs. He's a really nice guy.
Very good. Congratulations, Linda Kay. She'll probably sing all love songs now.
But they'll be heartfelt because of country. Okay,
moving on, Jennifer. Fred Miller returns with his afternoon concert series. His first one is Wednesday, January 14th, and Thursday, January 15th, both at 2 p.m. Wednesdays is at North County Branch, and Thursdays is always at the Hunterdon County Library. He'll be singing about and talking about Johnny Mercer, Georgia-born American folk poet, entertainer, and superlative songwriter. Any idea what Johnny Mercer wrote?
Just about everything, it seems.
Really?
He wrote a He wrote a lot of things.
Okay, Thursday, Making a Good Impressionism, Jennifer, with a Michael Norris PhD. This is an interesting program. How do you paint a passing perception? Michael Norris, what's he going to talk about,
Moon
Jennifer?
River. His most famous...
Oh, is it Moon River? Okay, Jennifer's still on that. Under the Shadow of Photography and its Potential for Realism, see how French Impressionist painters created new images quivering with energy and emotion. Explore the American painters influenced by this movement. So it's an art talk, Jennifer. It's a slideshow. It's at the North County Branch, Thursday, January 15th at 7 p.m. Classical composers through the epochs, staying at the North County Branch on Saturday, a special Saturday, their winter concert series, Jennifer, at the North County Branch Library. Saturday, January 17th at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Listen to a program called Classical Composers Through the Epochs with acclaimed concert violinist David Podols.
Excuse me, might it be Epochs?
Excuse me?
Epochs?
How do you pronounce that? I have no idea.
I thought it was Epochs.
Epochs? Maybe.
Like like the different periods?
Yeah. Is it epics?
I don't know.
I have no idea, Jennifer.
All right. Our movie series starts again on Thursday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. with The 100-Foot Journey, starring Helen Mirren, and continues on Thursday, January 29th with Gone Girl, starring Ben Affleck.
And real quick, Jennifer, we postponed. If you're kicking yourself for missing our New Year's resolution program with Barry Wilson of the Hypnosis Counseling Center, that got postponed until Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. So still time to sign up that. Quick note, if you want to sign up for seats to any of these programs, you can call the libraries, or you can go right through our webpage, which you're listening on the internet right now. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner, and that will walk you through how to reserve seats for any of these programs we're discussing at either library.
On Thursday, January 22nd, if you've already seen Gone Girl, at the North County Branch Library, you can go hear Late Night Kennel Club. They are a collection of mixed breed tastes in the music this group performs. They have built a genre that is a rich mix of gypsy jazz, blues, western swing, and Americana. The core of the group is Vern Warta and Nancy Mulcahy, both musicians since childhood. They add other musicians as the venues dictate.
Be sure to Tai Chi, Jennifer, Saturday, January 24th, two sessions, one at 1 p.m. and one at 3 p.m. Is this age appropriate or is it for all ages?
Well, it's beginners are encouraged, especially those with arthritis and diabetes. So I would imagine it's geared...
Tai Chi is a safe and gentle exercise to improve health and well-being. So if you want an introduction to Tai Chi and see if it's for you, stop by the North County Branch Library on Saturday, January 24th at either 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.
And one of my favorite bands is going to be playing at the Headquarters Library on Wednesday, January 28th, Borderline Bluegrass Band with husband and wife Bob and Terry Suter. And Bob Harris usually plays with them. The guitarist, will he be playing this time?
No idea. Probably.
Awesome. Okay. But Bob is a really great banjo picker. And his wife, they have a really great chemistry, and his wife is running commentary.
The day before, Jennifer, the NCB Garden Club
has
a meeting. Coping with Deer with Master Gardener Rolf Margoneau. The NCB Garden Club is drop-in, so feel free to come on by. It's Tuesday, January 27th. At 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library at 65 Halsted Street in Clinton.
And on Thursday at the North County Branch Library, the 29th at 7 p.m., Tom Shepard from the Hunterdon County Park System will be here to talk about black bears in New Jersey. He will have a full-size mount, bear skull, fur, and rubberized scat. How lovely. And you put that on the flyer.
The NCB Saturday Winter Concert Series continues on Saturday, January 31st at 1 p.m. with the Klein Questis Duo. They will perform a program featuring music of the 19th, 20th, and 21st centuries with composers from Argentina, Italy, Spain, France, and the U.S. This is a new performer to the Hunterdon County Library Series, so check them out, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here, Jennifer. Once again, Saturday, January 31st at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And quickly, we have our book clubs start in earnest again in January at the Hunterdon County Library. Friday, January 30th at 10 a.m., if you've read the book Touchstone, stop by and discuss
it. By Lori King. And I would like to say that these books were donated by the author. One of our patrons entered a contest on Lori King's website and won a collection of the same title for our book group.
Awesome. At the North County Branch Library, Jennifer, if you read Emma by Jane Austen and want to discuss it, stop by Tuesday, January 13th at 7 p.m. That's at the North County Branch Library. At the South County Branch Library, The Red Tent by Anita Diamant will be discussed on Tuesday, January 20th at 7:30 p.m. And finally, the Friends book group. Do you have to be a friend of the Hunterdon County Library?
You do.
So you have to join the Friends, but if you are a friend or you're going to join the Friends between now and January 27th, 2015, and wanted to discuss the book The Van by Roddy Doyle, you are more than welcome, Jennifer. So that's four book groups at the Hunterdon County Library amongst all the other programs. So I think that is pretty amazing variety and quantity of programs just for 1 month, Jennifer.
A bewildering array. And if that's not enough to get you into the library, Today, this month starts the, 25th year of the Jim Thatch bookmark series?
No, 28th year.
28th year. With the January bookmark, it is a blue bookmark with a village with smoking chimneys and the snow falling. And I can't find a one, so you've done a good job hiding everything.
Can't find, there's only
I
one
can't
ACL.
Find anything in this. Oh, I see January now.
January is the smoke, Jennifer.
Well, good. I'm glad there's only one HCL because I was getting a headache.
Starting the year off a little slow this year. But yes, the bookmarks have been created since October of 1987.
And
so do the math.
87, wow.
That's correct. Jennifer didn't even work at the Huntington County Library back then. It was just a dream job of hers.
Jennifer was barely out of high school back then. And the bookmarks are also handy because they've got the current hours and the holidays that we are closed. The libraries will be closed on Monday, January 19th.
Functional and artistic. Is that what you're trying to say, Jennifer?
I am.
Okay. It is 11:57. I think
it's
I hear Jim Gannot.
I hear Jim Gannot in the hallway chomping,
at the bit. I was going to say the same thing. We're on the same page there.
So thanks for listening. Happy New Year. Welcome back. And remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. AP correspondent Lori Hynett reports that a French judicial official says one suspect in the terror attack at a Paris newspaper that left 12 people dead, including two police officers, has turned himself in, but the others are still being sought.
Police are still hunting for two heavily armed brothers, one with possible links to Al-Qaeda, in yesterday's killing of 12 people at a satirical newspaper.
It is now thought that the two suspects, two brothers in their 30s, may have stolen food and gas from a gas station in northern France as they continued to elude police. Police said the two fled in a Renault in the direction of Paris. Weapons were spotted on the back seat, and the license plate was covered. France is observing a day of mourning in memory of those killed. A nationwide minute of silence was held at noon. French President François Hollande says the country has been struck in the heart. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. Before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-991-6376. That's 800-991-6376. Again, 800-991-6376.
The editor of the French satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo, was one of the 12 killed in yesterday's terrorist attack. In a 2012 ABC interview, Stéphane Charbonnier said he would never fail to publish content due to threats.
Without freedom of speech, we are dead. We can't live in a country without freedom of speech. I prefer to die than live like a rat.
Two people died and nearly two dozen were injured in an 18-vehicle crash during a snow squall on Interstate 80 in western Pennsylvania that obstructed visibility. Nine trucks, several of them tractor trailers, and nine cars were involved. The two people who died had exited their vehicles. One was struck and the other collapsed and died of internal injuries while looking for his children who had been ejected. A third person crashed his car and died at about the same time, but his death was attributed to a heart attack.